I know you're hearing music right now. Don't get excited. They're not playing a song. They're just teasing you with actual art and entertainment. The suck will start in seconds. Now back to Rad Radio.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from Christina.
Hey, Christina.
She says, could I please have a birthday shout out to a Better Class listener and 16 years old today, Hayden.
Aw.
Punk.
Ah. Oh my God. You did not write the Boomer Show about my birthday, did you, Christina? Christina says she's an amazing athlete, daughter, and friend. Not to you, Christina. Oh my God, you're really putting my business out there. Yeah, and you know why I'm a good athlete? Because I want to run away from you, whore.
Oh my.
Christina says she works hard and just made her high school swim team. No thanks to you. You tried to drown me as a child.
Oh, to conquer man. Your fears.
She only has a tad bit of attitude.
A tad?
A tad.
Really? Wow. A tad? Like you have a tad bit of intelligence?
That reminds me, I have a date with Tad on Friday. I'll be home the next day when I want to.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it, Christina.
I'm going to take your car keys away.
She says she has only a tad bit of attitude, and that's saying a lot for a family with three daughters.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I hate them too, by the way. They're both adopted, so I don't consider them sisters. So.
Oh, happy birthday. Now eat your f***ing cake. Happy birthday, or we'll punch you in the face.
You doing the whole Christina calling the mom by her name.
Yeah.
There's this one video going around of this dog. They're having the dog talk, and it's addressing its mom not wanting to get out of the pool. And throughout it, I thought of you laughing because at one point the dog's like, I don't want to, Sharon.
Right.
You know, because we're envisioning you're going to call us mom.
Yep.
And when the dog did that, I'm like, oh my God.
It's all, that's evolution, right? We're supposed to evolve and get smarter and better. And for generations, parents, when they're mad at us, what do? They use our full name.
Oh,
Robert Edmund
yeah.
Williams. Oh. Okay, well then, you know what? I'm just going to call you Jerry instead of mom. If you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, coming up in about 20 minutes during the next break, instead of the sights and sounds of the behind-the-scenes goings-ons in the studios, you're going to get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppies.
What's coming up, Brando?
We got Haku the Samoyed. It's a big, white, fluffy dog. Maxin' and relaxin' in the shade. Then we got Tron the Golden Retriever, who's starting out his day with daily affirmations before the workday starts.
What?
And Albie the Albino Corn Snake has a play date with a little white mouse.
Oh!
Which will eventually become lunch.
Oh, well, at least they play together first.
Jesus! The mouse ain't playing.
You don't want to play after lunch because it'll upset your tummy.
So full. Gotta wait 30 minutes.
Can't breathe. I'm so excited.
As you can see and here, we feature everyone and everything on the canine cam, not just dogs. Anything you've got horizontally recorded, email us rad@radradio.com and we can feature you on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. I gotta go back to this mainly, not only because it was a great movie and we've gotten a lot of reaction to it and it dovetailed off to other conversations about trauma and stuff, but mainly because I got into someone's head so badly that they just had to write in, and I live for that. I genuinely love pissing someone off so much or triggering them to the point that they sit down and they pound out an email to a radio show because they're so angry. And, of course, they're so angry usually over misunderstanding or being just a horrible, rotten human being. It's the latter of the two in this case.
Oh, no.
And this is in no way an endorsement. It's just we like to share things that we've seen or tell stories. And I've mentioned a few times this movie on Amazon Prime called Land of Bad.
Oh, Jesus. It's brutal, people.
Which I was alerted to by a listener via email. And she was just writing in to be nice, saying, you know, Rob, I think you might like this, but your wife, you know, she did that 12 years and did a year in Afghanistan. You might want to have her watch the trailer first. And so I looked into it, first of all, to say, okay, do we need to watch this weekend? This was a couple weeks ago. quote need for the show, and it's wildly popular. It's doing very well, so I thought, yeah, we really should. Christina watched the trailer and said, yeah, let's give it a shot. And it's about a Delta Force team that's going into hostile territory to collect an asset, as we call them. So we bring back somebody that we need, one of ours, if you will. I don't want to ruin the movie for you. And things go awry, as they do, and some of the American soldiers wind up prisoners. Some of them, they come under attack. And it stars Liam Hemsworth and Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe is back at Nellis Air Force Base in Vegas in the movie, watching the whole thing, operating drones, calling in air fire, and communicating with Liam Hemsworth's character as they deal with Muslim extremists and also Filipino gangs. And there are some very brutal, very graphic things that occur in the movie that occur in real life every day with the men and women that serve to allow morons like us do what we do every day. So it spoke to me in that way, and watching it with a veteran who had to tap out twice. Once she needed pause pressed, and we just sat there in silence for a couple minutes. Oh. Later on in the movie, she said, "That's it, can't do it anymore." And she very nicely, she said, "Can you just go finish it in your office?" So I went to my office. She walked in 10 minutes later, said, "Okay, tell me what I missed, and let's finish this thing." And I've said before, I think kind of out of an obligation, I haven't talked to her about it. I don't need to. I don't. This is her thing. I wasn't there. I know enough of what she did experience to only be able to imagine. You know, the thing about Land of Bad is, there is almost no Hollywood to it. Some could claim I don't want to say that because it gives away things. You could claim it in some areas, but almost all of it is confirmable by people that have been there, seen these things, heard about these things, experienced these things, done them, etc. So with all of that, we started to get a variety of emails, like this one from George.
Hey, George.
Would you recommend to a veteran who has issues time to time with modern war movies that they have a friend or partner with them when watching Land of Bad? The issues are not the kind where we pick apart the movie for lack of accuracy, but the kind that can bring back memories similar to what is portrayed in the movie. Right. The first one's funny ish. I mean, I don't in any way mean to mean or mock it. But my wife goes insane over all movies that depict the military, over anything that's wrong. And even in this movie, in the beginning, that's what she was doing. Like, why is that shield on that sleeve? That looks wrong. No, that's not the right uniform. I'm like, okay, babe, got it. the second one, where there are things that bring back memories similar to what is portrayed in the movie, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would depend on how does that veteran deal with exactly that, and what did that veteran go through? Because I can give you some things without ruining the movie. This movie is very vividly depicting what it is to take live fire, what it is like as an American soldier to be taken prisoner and tortured. There are overall, it's an active war zone without being a war zone, right? But if you've ever been in one, as my wife was for a year, things that go wrong. There are scenes of your brothers, your sisters, those of you that are serving together in the military, being tortured, facing death, and or maybe dying. I don't want to give away anything. There's the whole storyline of retrieving and rescuing, the no man left behind thing. Well, that doesn't always work out, or does it, or what goes it? So that's what's in the movie. Whether or not the veteran is helped by watching it with a friend comes down to that veteran. Like the first time when Christina needed it paused, I knew she didn't want the whole, hey, you want to talk about it? Or what is that? What are you thinking about? Oof. Not an idiot. I mean, I am an idiot because I'm only 8 years into this relationship. And as I understand it, you never really get out of that zone as the man. But no. I'm experienced enough to know if she wants to talk, she will.
Yeah.
And I just sat there. I checked my phone, you know, just put my phone down. And then eventually she said, okay, press play. And off we went. So the best advice I can give you is say, this is what you're going to experience. Will it trigger? And are you that veteran? Or you're talking about a friend, or you're both veterans. I mean, if you're both veterans, maybe you do talk about it, but that's the best thing to do for
you. I mean, how far removed are they from it?
Right.
How deep-seated is it? Have they ever faced anything about it? I mean,
do they want to?
Well, and you're going to forewarn them, right? Like, you're not just going to sit down and turn this thing on.
Exactly.
Because I would think by your description, hopefully, I don't know, man. Sometimes we think we can watch something, and then it comes on, and it could do something. Yeah.
We got this one from Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Says, I have twin 21-year-old young men that are active military right now, and I don't think I would be able to watch this. Oof. Based on the way you wrote that, that's the entire email. I don't think you, I don't know if you I'm not going to challenge you. Oh, come on now. I don't think you should.
No.
I mean, you're.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, it's,
based on the way you wrote that, because it is brutally real and brutally accurate and brutally vivid.
I mean, God bless you and them that they wanted to do that. But as a mom, you were like, really? Both of you? Oh, my gosh. Oh.
This is from D.
Hi, D.
Says, you were discussing how the Amazon movie Land of Bad was triggering for Rob's badass wife who served in our military, as well as Dawn, which led to a discussion. Because you tapped out.
Oh, I Rob made a reference to Lone Survivor, which is a true story based on Marcus Luttrell and what he went through.
In my recommendation on Circles, the social media positivity app with an S. Yes, I did.
And I don't want to use the word love. I or enjoy. I appreciate that movie, and I absolutely can watch it from start to finish. It's not one that, you know, is in the rotation, you know, of things like, hey, let's watch this. This one, I tapped on early on. I tapped on, there's a scene without giving anything away that happens to a woman early on where they've already made their way to where they need to go to get the person, right, that they're supposed to rescue. And so, I don't know. That just did something to me.
Well, that was it. Okay.
No, that just seemed – it just did something to me, and I could tell it was just going to get worse from there. And so what I did was, yeah, my husband and my best friend, they continued to watch, and I went into the kitchen so I could hear it. I could hear it, and I could hear all the violence. And every so often I'd look back and yeah, I don't want to give anything away. There were scenes where I'm like, okay, I will continue to stay tapped out. Every time I thought maybe and I looked, nope. So I can't tell you how it ended. I just know when I would randomly look, it was very brutal and violent, and no thank you.
I'm pausing on D's email to read D's email because D takes us in the direction I want us to get to because it did expand out of just being about this movie. But a couple people wrote in. No Name says, my wife did 10 years as a combat medic for the Navy, did two tours in Kuwait and Afghanistan. I definitely cannot watch war movies with her. I have to watch them in another room. In other words, she doesn't want them on. Yeah. Tara says, my husband's a Marine. He was infantry, did two tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. I thought he would be interested in watching Land of Bad after watching the trailer. He flat out told me no. Oh. So I said, okay, and I told him I'll make sure to watch it where he can't see it or hear it. So back to D's email. It was triggering for Rob's badass wife who served in our military, as well as for Dawn, which she just explained, which led to a discussion about trauma. I just wanted to thank you as a licensed professional counselor and a licensed marriage and family therapist to have an open conversation to normalize the fact that most of us walking the earth have experienced trauma.
Yes.
And that there are several options to treat trauma, not just one treatment for everyone. You'd be surprised at the high level of stigma people still feel about coming to talk to a therapist about their trauma, and it is still sometimes overwhelming. Now, she's referring to, I made the comment, that PTSD up until, I don't know, 10, 15-ish years ago, give or take, I'm not sure, was always just equated to the military and like prior to the most recent Iraq, Afghanistan, in the early aughts, invasions, wars, whatever, like to Vietnam veterans, Agent Orange, things like that. And that's what PTSD was. And while that is very real, we have expanded it, I think, as a great thing, that we all have PTSD. And post-traumatic stress disorder is a very simple process of you go through something, usually as a child, but oftentimes as an adult, serving in the military, seeing certain things, etc., that your mind, like, literally can't comprehend, can't process, can't understand. It's easier to use the example of a child. You know, a child is like, why is the person that's supposed to be protecting me either not intervening or is the one who is attacking me, is raping me, is hitting me, et cetera, those kind of traumas. And an 8-year-old's brain, a 10-year-old's brain, they don't know what to do with it. They store it. It comes up later. I mean, and that led to the discussion of, which brings us to this guy that I really messed up.
Oh, no.
Of don't compare traumas.
Oh, no.
Don't tell somebody, don't be that guy. been there, done that. Hey, got a t-shirt, had a bag of chips, because your trauma's worse than somebody else's. Because if you take some of the examples I was just giving you of a child being attacked, abused, molested, whatever, by an authority figure, and other authority figures are either not around or not doing anything to stop it. Well, Dawn's been very candid about the fact that I'm describing a portion of her childhood. So do I get to say that do I have to demean myself, and or does Dawn get to demean me?
No.
Because I never had to deal with any of that.
God, no.
Ever. I was never at any time in my childhood.
Thank God.
I never feared for my personal safety. I got spanked 3 times, which in the 70s, when we knew what we then knew then, twice with a wooden spoon and once with a hand. That was it. I never thought of it. Abuse doesn't bother me now.
Well, that's unheard of. A kid in the 70s only getting swatted 3 times.
It
makes my heart so happy that you did not have to deal with all that. But you still have your stuff. We all have our stuff.
I've got plenty of trauma.
I mean, my God,
from my childhood that I've worked out. I'm working out. There are other things, and so when you start doing that, look. Can I honestly say I'm blessed to have not gone what Dawn went through as a kid? Sure. Doesn't mean I didn't go through my own thing. And those are things that I mentioned, back to the adult thing, that I've been fortunate enough to go on, you know, 36 ride-alongs with local law enforcement. And I have vivid images of that crop up now and then. I don't know that it's like PTSD, but it lingers in my head of getting to a call with the officer that I was with. It was with the Sac Sheriff office at the time. And there's this guy lying on the entryway to his apartment door with a knife sticking out of his neck.
Oh, God.
And we're right there. And it's, and I mean, the visual of that.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And everything has continued to live with me.
That's awful.
I mean, that was like 20 years ago on that one.
So it sounds like this letter writer that sounds like you got to a little bit. Is he trying to one up in this situation? Like I'm better for this reason.
Okay. Let me read it for you. Your intuition may be spot on. Maybe. Let's see. Nicholas wrote in and said, "Sorry, Rob, but you really triggered me. You guys are speaking from a perspective. Seeing people shot and stabbed was normal for me. I have maybe 3 people I grew up with that are still alive or doing life in prison. And I know you're going to tell me to seek help. I have multiple therapists. But if you don't grow up in it, you don't know crap about it." See, there it is. Yeah, you don't know trauma. You don't know, oh, you saw a guy stabbed as an adult. Oh, you have your little mommy and daddy issues. You don't know what trauma is. I mean, even Dawn. I mean, God, Dawn. I mean, were you being shot and stabbed while you were getting molested? I mean, this is where this gets really, really dangerous and disgusting. He goes on to say, "Your experience, Rob, describing that ride-along, that was my life. A ride-along shows you one day or one night." Well, more like 37, 38 of them over there. But whatever. It doesn't matter to you. "Maybe your next ride-along, don't hold yourself above the perp." By the way, I didn't know that I did that. If I was in any way I don't know where that came from. I was it because Brandon asked for the follow-up and I didn't have one, but we knew it was gang-related? Was that me?
I don't know.
Putting down the perp to just report that it, I didn't say it was subhuman or anything. Anyway,
I wouldn't even try to get into his
fair
mind.
Enough.
Yeah.
You sound ignorant. I do. Live your entire life seeing people stabbed and shot. See? So he's, you know, he knows what real trauma is. None of us do because we didn't live our entire lives being seeing people growing up in a terrible neighborhood where people are stabbed and shot.
So he mentioned that he's done therapy numerous times.
Yes.
He's tried.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I don't know you, and I don't know. There is absolutely a thing where it's one bad therapist after another. That mm-hmm. absolutely happens because there are a lot of bad ones out there. So it is quite possible that that's what's happened with you. It's just been one bad therapist after the other. There's another thing that happens, and it's hard to admit sometimes, and maybe it'll make you mad, but sometimes we carry it around as a badge of honor because it's not, I don't know if that's the right word, but it keeps us from actually healing from it. Because please don't take this the wrong way, but you are not the only person with that life story. Not at all, not even close. You're not special. And I mean that in the most loving way. This should make you feel good. And I know you're trying to come down on Rob because it's nothing compared to yours. But when you reach a point of really truly understanding that your situation isn't unique, you stop saying things like you just said. And it should be inspiring you, to you. There are so, I don't know, millions, hundreds of thousands that have lived your same life. You're not alone. And they've overcome it to the other side. And what I would suggest for you is to maybe hunt those people out. Look for those people and ask them, how did you do it? Because you are so shut off to only getting advice from people that have literally gone through everything you've gone through. Which, on a side note, and I don't want to become too confusing, even when two people have gone through, let's say you meet another person and you want to find out how they got over a life that you've lived, their perspective and experience will still be different, if that makes sense, because it could be at a different time, could be in a different city, could be with different people. It's maybe the same thing, but still different, but not unique. Hopefully this can all make sense to you in the aspect of you can get over this, you can move past it, and you truly know you have when you stop sending emails like that.
And it's only going to get through to him if he's open to it, because that was very well said. And he is stuck in that victim mentality state, too.
Yeah, you want to be a victor. We're a victim as kids. As kids, you are a victim. You have no choice in it at all whatsoever. And you're just in survival mode, trying to figure things out, which you can barely do because your brain isn't even formed. But you become a victor in your adulthood, or you choose to be a victim forever because it serves you well. You get the sympathy. You get to hold on to it for a long time. You don't have to really heal from it if you're doing that. All the things.
The people that become the victors, they don't walk around uttering things like easy for you to say.
That's right.
They don't even notice or care about how you got to, you being the other person, where you are or whatever.
Yeah. It's what I'm decoding is he sounds like he's still hurt as the little kid version of himself.
Very much
like
so.
He's really upset at whoever put him in that situation. Maybe he's putting the blame on his upbringing a little bit. But I mean,
and it's least, awful. It is awful.
It is awful. And it was okay, honestly, to feel all that as a kid. And it's okay to feel that as an adult to a certain point. Because to a certain point, we can continue to be a victim. And you don't want that.
But he should also keep in mind that, you know, you were strong enough to go through that and witness and survive it. Use it to your advantage to help people, man.
Absolutely. Let's get to Treble Trouble right now. We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner. The show is at the Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. You're going to win those tickets and you're qualified for the grand prize drawing on Friday to be upgraded to the front row. We're going to give you a 3-second song clip. You tell us the title of the song and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the song title, droplets everywhere and no winner.
We need a winner.
888-989-9811 for Treble Trouble.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.